Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 133.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by OmniSend. If you're in e-commerce marketing and it feels like those weekly newsletters are no longer enough to power your growth, you're going to love OmniSend. With more than 3,000 five-star reviews, OmniSend is the go-to choice for nimble Shopify merchants who want to step up from regular email campaigns so you can actually start increasing your sales, not your workload. With OmniSend, you'll be launching pre-built e-commerce automation in no time, as well as intuitively segmenting customers based on their shopping behavior and even trying out SMS or push notifications, all from the same platform. The best part? OmniSend provides an immediate boost to your revenue while staying as easy as drag and drop email building, with automated emails averaging up to 40% of the total email revenue. Join Duke Cannon, Black Halo, and other high-growth Shopify brands that choose OmniSend to grow their e-commerce business on autopilot. So visit OmniSend.com and start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, and many, many, many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog of Shopify partners and experts directly from ecommercefastlane.com. I'd like to welcome Z, who is the co-founder and CEO of High Conversion, and they're an e-commerce intelligence platform that helps brands to personalize and optimize the online shopping experiences to maximize revenue from every session, both known and unknown. We're going to learn a lot of that today. Conventional product recommendations and personalization solutions, like in general, from what I understand, work best with returning shoppers and visitors that are likely buyers. But it's an interesting distinction you need to think about. And I know firsthand that many Shopify brands are missing that 90%+ of these visitors that are, you know, whose, I guess, their preferences are not known yet, and they're likely going to remain non-buyers. But today, with Z's help, we're going to learn about how you can unlock some new revenue opportunities for that 90% of these unknown, likely non-buyers. So, hi Z, welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi Steve, thank you for having us.
So, I know you listened to a little bit of my blurb at the beginning of this episode, but I find it better in a founder's words. So, maybe we'll start on a high level first. With High Conversion, what sort of problems are you solving for Shopify store owners or brands?
Yeah, at the highest level, two problems that we are trying to solve. One is the product discovery, and the other problem is the overall low conversion rate that we see on a typical e-commerce site. So the product discovery side is solved through better product recommendations, and I think that's going to be most of the time that we will spend today talking. And then low conversion rate is improved through our ability to optimize general buying experience so that merchants can convert more of visitors into revenues.
You know, it's interesting, like in preparation for this interview, I know I learned a little bit, and I'm sure we'll dig deeper into it, that High Conversion was founded just over 10 years ago. What I find interesting, though, is why is your name not necessarily as well known in the Shopify ecosystem?
It's simple. We are new to Shopify merchants because we're coming after many years working with other e-commerce platforms, you know, Salesforce, e-commerce cloud, Magento, IBM WebSphere, serving many of the best known brands in the world, L'Oreal, Luxottica, Procter & Gamble, and many others. We are very impressed with the Shopify Plus platform growth and also application marketplace. And we would like to contribute to that continued growth with our technology and our solutions.
Yeah, and that's true. And that's the reason why I have you on the show today, because I find that there are some interesting solutions when it comes to personalization. But I also believe that your technology is specifically unique to the marketplace, powerful for other platforms. People listening on this show typically are either early stage, mid-market, and there's a growing amount of Shopify Plus kind of enterprise brands that are really looking to find that extra 5 and 10% edge to help grow and scale. Let's talk about the journey of the founders. I think it's always nice to kind of set the stage a bit about why people build what they build. And so what do you believe uniquely positions you, I guess, and the founding team on a couple points? Number one, to have the desire to want to build this high conversion platform. And number two, the brain power or the expertise to want to create it.
We see ourselves as technology innovators. So the founding team of this company are serial entrepreneurs. So we build technology startups before acquired by majors like Ricoh and Microsoft. So what's our passion is to identify hard to solve problem and then solve it in sustainable, real way. So that's what we have done multiple of times. Every company has a root, the beginning, the simplest idea. So this company started with the A-B testing problem. We believed then, years back, that testing should not be risky. So if something doesn't work, you should not be playing that if it is not working for you. And it should be easy and scalable. So we first created our name as an adaptive testing company, something that enables you to massively run in parallel multiple A-B tests without risk, get results quickly. And then along the way, we discovered that our customers need better data. So we built an analytics platform. Then they needed better decision-making and algorithms. So we developed machine learning side of the business and optimization side of the business. So that's the genesis of the product that you see today.
You mentioned a bit as you're speaking there about solving some hard problems. I'm just curious, since you're newish in the Shopify sphere, I'm just curious to understand, what do you believe are some of these hard problems that you're trying to solve for Shopify merchants?
Yeah, so let me kind of give you a little bit of context. We are all witnessing a rapid rise of mobile shopping, shoppers using mobile devices to make purchases on e-commerce site, highly influenced by social media. All of this is reducing the attention span that shoppers have and further fragmenting buying journey. So that becomes a problem because now merchants have very short time window to connect with that visitor, to help that visitor find product of interest. If you don't do that in that short time window, that visitor is gone and often for good. So the opportunity is lost. So that's probably the most common and probably the biggest e-commerce problem that exists in the world right now.
It's all because of mobile. I look at some of the admins and some of the analytics of quite a few brands that I manage. And, I see upwards of 60, 70, some even 80% of their total website traffic is coming through mobile. From what I know, the problems that you're solving, at least in part, are solved by some other apps that are available or some other platforms that are available in the Shopify ecosystem. And I know you're new in our ecosystem, but you're not new according to other platforms. And I've also had quite a few podcasts and I've interviewed a few software vendors that they have told us that, they use these advanced, I don't want to quote them, but AI and machine learning and their algorithms, and they deliver all of these kind of smart product recommendations. Am I missing something that's different compared to what High Conversion is offering?
Yeah. So number one, you're correct. There's more than few well-established product recommendation solutions in Shopify world. And all of these companies are providing terrific, very valuable solution to their clients. And I think they deserve the credit and respect and for their success that they have. From our point of view, we see the difference in view of the world. What these products are designed to do is to serve, let me use the specific numbers, 10% and 90%. So they design to serve 10% of the opportunity that can be generated through better product discovery and better product recommendations. And here's why. These products are designed to take the data produced by people who are buying products on e-commerce sites or people who show interest to buy a product, like by adding product to the cart. So they take that data, process that data to train their algorithms, and then they apply that training back to 100% of their visitors. The problem is that 90% of those visitors who are currently non-buyers are non-buyers for reason, because they have different preferences. So if you recommend the preferences of buyers to non-buyers, logically, you cannot expect a huge progress, huge success in that bucket of 90% of visitors that are today your non-buyers. So our approach is to unlock the potential of 90% of those non-buyers. And you need to have a different technology, different methods to do that.
You're preaching to the choir here, because that's the one thing I always talk about with the brands, again, that I manage. It's like, if we don't want to increase the current traffic, however we're getting people to the website today, if it's social or through organic, paid ad, I mean, however we're getting people, word of mouth, they're coming to the site. A lot of times, if you want to improve your conversion rate, I hear what you're saying. It's like, no, that 10%, there's a really good likelihood that there's going to be somewhat of a conversion going to happen out of those 10%. Now, people's conversion rate usually are, you know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 5%. So there's still an opportunity, at least on the spot. But I think moving forward, there's still maybe some massaging available and some retargeting and some basic kind of strategies to be able to warm the customer up a little bit more of that remaining 5%. But I guess what you're suggesting is that it's that 90% of these unknown buyers. It's like, well, instead of just slapping on what you believe our recommendations are for the 10%, they actually have a different journey, a different touch points of the unknown customer on the website and overall on the web. And you're making sure that you tailor that experience to those 90%.
Yeah, that's correct. And the trick is to quickly determine if there is an interest of those 90% of visitors, and then connect that with the potential products of interest, which is moving the game from something that is more of like static, passive approach to product recommendations practiced by, you know, great majority of competing products, versus the active approach where in the real time, based on context, based on actions that visitor is taking, that you are now presenting recommendations that best fit that behavior.
So, you know, I'd argue that many of us listening today, myself included, were not necessarily experts in machine learning. We have a general knowledge of kind of what it's doing. We kind of have a general knowledge of artificial intelligence. I don't want to bulk them in together because they are different. But in simple terms, are you able to explain what's unique specifically about the high conversion algorithms?
Number one, we are not using our own algorithms for this particular purpose. As I would probably mention later on, we are using the Amazon's machine learning. But what's the difference between that methodology and general methodology is the ability to adapt to visitor preferences in real time. So let me give you an example. It is quite common if a returning visitor who, let's say, in the past purchased product for his spouse is coming again to buy something, that he's now targeted with recommendations related to that prior visit. The problem is, this time around, he's buying something for himself. And recommendation engine needs to quickly recognize that the interest is no longer related to past, but instead that this visitor has a different interest and that you need to connect products with that interest as quickly as you can. So that's the kind of difference between what we do in collaboration with Amazon's own machine learning and technology versus what other software vendors who provide their product recommendations are doing in their own way.
Sounds like a good segue, because when I checked High Conversion's kind of recommended app listing like on Shopify's marketplace, and I noticed there was a listing that said, you know, powered by Amazon Personalize, I, knee-deep into this sphere, don't have a clue. I mean, I have somewhat of a clue, but I don't know specific details around this. Are you able to share some of the details on this feature?
As you know, Amazon invented this personalization and product recommendation game. They spent over 20 years developing that technology. So when we were evaluating how to solve this problem, either using our own tools and machine learning, and we have a bunch of patents and deep capability in that area ourselves, or what other people are doing, we discovered that Amazon opened up their own algorithms for public use. Our attitude is bring the best of breed technology to our clients, even if that means we are not giving you our own technology. So driven by that goal, we then decided, instead of replicating or trying to imitate what Amazon has done, and by the way, nobody can compare with the budget and time and experience that Amazon had over this many years. That would be like losing battle. Instead, we decided to add value to Amazon's own algorithms that are now available for public use. And we are very transparent to tell people what is it that's our own intellectual property, or if we use third-party intellectual property, we fully disclose so that people understand what we use and what's inside of our products.
So let's talk about then what your value add would be on top of like Amazon's own machine learning. I know it's amazing. I'm an Amazon customer. I mean, I do shop more on Shopify branded stores, but there's some things that are just not available on Shopify stores. So I tend to, at least as a starting point for price and availability, I mean, they have a massive catalog, obviously, around the world, and I tend to go there. I also find that if I add things to my cart or looking at related items, it's so interesting. It really knows it's me, if I'm logged in or not, and it really does recommend some things and push notifications back through email to remind me about things in my cart or other things that have come on sale or available, like limited supply. There's some really interesting ways of nudging people along, and I know it works. So I just would love to figure out about how High Conversion is, I guess, using Amazon wholly owned technology that you've licensed and how you're adding on to it.
Yes. So let me use the airplane analogy. So you said you are in Vancouver. That's close to Boeing facility. They build the biggest airplanes, the biggest aviation company. And guess what? The engines that they use on their planes are not Boeing engines. You know, they are GE, they are, you know, Rolls-Royce. So you can view our own product recommendation solution as a plane that has an Amazon engine on its wings. But for that plane to fly, you need to have for that recommendations to work, you need to have a data modeling, you need to have a real-time capability, you need to have integration with Shopify Marketplace, ability to get the right data at right pace and right time. So all of these moving parts we put together and we are powering it by Amazon's engine. But our merchants can fly the distance thanks to our own analytics, our own data modeling, our own integration, and other features that we integrated. Secondly, we are using Amazon to now enable another e-commerce model, specifically what we are talking about. The typical e-commerce site may have few, if any, product recommendations on a given page. As you mentioned, when you go to Amazon, and if you pay attention to their pages, the whole site is a large collection of product recommendations. So it's less content. It's more of Everything is dynamic. Everything is personalized. Everything is geared to match the needs and interests of different visitors so that they can unlock 90% of revenue potential behind 90% of those who are unknown and typically non-buyers.
I'm going to bring up an objection. I'm just thinking now about, you know, some brands that are listening today, maybe their product catalog, you know, is never going to be as large as Amazon. I mean, that's the largest catalog in the world. But, you know, there, I mean, there are some brands that have, you know, 5,000, 10,000 SKUs, or some that only have a couple hundred SKUs. And so how do you overcome that objection to saying, you know, hey, we're not Amazon and our catalog is not that big. And so why would someone need high conversion? I just was curious how you're going to overcome that objection.
Yes, so, and that's part of our value add, that we took something that is very complex and very big and repackage it in a form factor so that average Shopify merchant can fully benefit from that technology. There are certain limitations, like if your product catalog is less than 50 items, then product recommendations will have limited impact on product discovery, because you don't have many products to be discovered in the first place. But generally speaking, larger catalog that you have, more powerful this technology becomes for the merchant.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, just, you know, the data in itself, more products, more recommendations. So I'm thinking another thing that's running through my brain right now is about ease of use. Because I think, you know, a lot of brands will have existing tech stack and certain pieces of just maybe some legacy connections on top of Shopify that they just need to have. And so let's talk about how hard or how easy it is to get up and running with high conversion.
So what we did, we fully automated every aspect of onboarding, integration, and use of this application. So literally, if a merchant goes to App Marketplace and he clicks and authorizes the installation of this app, everything lights up, and behind the scene, everything is integrated, meaning Amazon algorithms, Shopify backend, high conversion accounts, everything comes together. And literally during the first session, a merchant can go live with initial recommendations. Our design goal was to make this self-service application, and we believe that great majority of merchants can, you know, fully utilize this without any technical assistance.
And another big topic is data compliance, like GDPR and these sorts of topics are going to be on people's minds. Do you believe that since you're using Amazon's algorithms, are there any concerns about security or the privacy aspect of their store data?
No. You know, merchant data is at all time secure private data of that merchant, and it's not being shared by any third party, Amazon included. I mean, we are licensing the algorithms. We are not sharing the data with anybody, and in particular with Amazon. In addition, this is Shopify Plus certified application. And as you know, we had to go through audit and compliance process with your Shopify team to make sure that we comply with all those requirements, including GDPR and privacy and legal and insurance and whole nine yards that that certification process requires.
Let's talk about the agencies now, because I believe there's probably an opportunity, and maybe you're exploiting it right now. You likely are with other platforms, but it'd be interesting because there are, you know, the agency world, both marketing and development agencies in the Shopify sphere, they like to partner up and get involved with the biggest, baddest players in the market to really help these direct-to-consumer brands. And so are you building a network of agency partners, and can you share any details about maybe an agency that wants to get involved with high conversion today and how that, you know, this whole plan could look for them?
Absolutely. We see the full potential of this application in collaboration with agency partners. As I mentioned a minute ago, we are enabling new e-commerce model. So once you go beyond initial basic set of product recommendations, this is the place where agencies can step in and guide merchants how to build their own full-blown product discovery recommendation strategy, which includes some additional customization that some brands prefer. But more importantly, it provides guidance to merchants to, let's say, recommend which kind of recommendation strategies they should apply and where on their site based on the nature of their business and based on data that our application is collecting. So like for the reference, we are enabling merchants to play over 80 different strategies, recommendation strategies on their site. So once you go beyond few, then like a typical merchant does not have enough time in the busy day to make those types of decisions. And this becomes a terrific value add that agencies can provide to their merchants. We have a program, revenue share, all that good stuff. And we would definitely welcome any agency that's interested to play in this space to connect with us. And we will do our best to earn business with them.
I'll make sure in the show notes, I'll update the partners link. So those that are agency partners listening in today, if you want to get involved with High Conversion or learn more about the revenue share or different types of opportunities they have to maximize the use of their product with the brands that you manage or that you're building on, I'll make sure those are listed in the show notes. So Z, as you know, this show has a diverse range of Shopify entrepreneurs that listen each week, thousands, 10,000 or more listen to each episode. And from your vantage point, what advice would you give these brands or these store owners? They could be marketers, they could be the CEO. They're very eager to grow and scale. I think you're in a unique position, so I'd love to hear your insights today.
I do not know if we qualify to give advice to anybody. I can share our own thinking about our own business, which I think mirrors what other entrepreneurs are trying to do on their own. So number one, it's constant change. And we believe that e-commerce is going through a major transformation as we speak. I mean, we all witnessed last year where in 3 months, e-commerce grew as much as it grew for 10 years. So this could be a good news, and also it could be misleading because undercurrent is constantly changing. And I think that those who embrace that change will have a high probability to succeed. We also believe in experimentation, like try different things. And if just one of them works, it pays off many times over for all other that didn't work. And then we live in this new economy, experience-driven economy. Optimizing customer experience is becoming the competitive advantage. You know, many other things are commodity, the pricing, manufacturing, whatever. But customer experience is never commodity. So those who succeed to connect with their visitors to create great customer experiences, we believe, are long-term winners in going forward.
So what does the future look like for High Conversion? Are you able to share any of your North Stars for, you know, 21 and beyond? Like, you know, you mentioned there's some partner alignment, but just innovation, just end of the day, it'd be nice to share with the listeners today how you're going to continue, I guess, to offer, I guess, educational value, like through your blog and whatnot. But then how are we directly assisting the Shopify brands?
Obviously, next short-term goal and expectation is to earn our place in Shopify's world. So we're prepared to work hard, to listen, to exchange ideas. We're coming into it as we don't know anything and we need to earn our place. Internally, you know, after these many years of product technology innovation, more we do certain things, more ideas we have, what else to do. So in general, we are committed to build the leading e-commerce intelligence platform. So the core tenets of our platform, the data, machine learning, and optimization capabilities will grow and will add more features and capabilities for merchants.
So how can people learn more about, I guess, the marketing services and then the High Conversion platform?
Yeah, our attitude is try it, engage with us. And the easiest way to engage is to go to Shopify's app marketplace, search for High Conversion, spelled as HI Conversion, which is Hello High Conversion. That's the name of company, and activate the product. The initial activation and initial use is free of charge. And then form your own opinion if this makes sense for your brand and your business.
I also will have links in the show notes for all of these things. I know you're active on Twitter, and you have a really good blog. I actually syndicate some of their blog content on eCommerce Fastlane. It's a nice repository of information of all things partner ecosystems. So I'll put links to all of those there. Probably sign up for their newsletter too for those listening today, just to be more in the know about what's actually happening in the world of personalization and how they're leveraging Amazon's algorithms. It's really interesting. I understand that you would also, because we kind of chatted just before recording today, that you would like to offer for those listening today that are on Shopify Plus and you're looking to take things to the next level, you want to offer some kind of a special listener-only promotion today.
Yes, absolutely. So 20% price discount for all those who take advantage of this promotion.
What I'll do is I'll have it redirect. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/high-conversion. And that will redirect you to the landing page of, if you're on Shopify Plus, upwards of $1 million minimum kind of in revenue annually. But, the sky's the limit at that point. Obviously, the larger the brand, the more impact high conversion can do. But at the end of the day, there's opportunities for a lot of people. This is very specific for people on the plus side, getting in with 12-month contracts and things. But once again, I think people should just go to highconversion.com and have a look. And then, I definitely recommend to get to the App Store, High Conversion, add it. It's free of charge to try it. There's a trial available. At least you can see it for yourself and what is available and the power of the platform. So, once again, thank you very, very much for coming on the show today. I was just dying to get this recorded as soon as possible because I know that these sort of personalization topics are on a lot of brands' minds. They want to maximize, in this case, the unknown traffic. They want to figure out, because the known can be MacGyvered up a bit with some basic apps or even some theme recommendation things. But this really elevates things to the next level with high conversion. So I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I'm excited for your trajectory into the future, and I'm glad I was able to get you recorded today.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Pleasure is all ours.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
E-commerce Fastlane is brought to you by Omnisend. Omnisend is an email and SMS marketing platform built for nimble Shopify merchants who want to increase their sales and not their workloads. Full Shopify integration, pre-built automation workflows, intuitive segmentation, and no-code editing makes it easy to get up and running without diving into the nitty-gritty details, unless you want to. More than 50,000 e-commerce brands use Omnisend to grow their businesses on autopilot, converting their customers with quick-to-build, highly relevant emails and texts. So visit omnisend.com, start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.